Well, earlier we had that announcement from the Department of Agriculture that it had recalled a hand sanitizer widely used in schools here. It said Vara Pro hand sanitizer was removed from the register due to possible public health concerns. The Department of Education said schools using the sanitizer could close today if they chose so to do. We can talk to our correspondent, Fran McNulty, who I think has a further statement in relation to this, Fran. Is that right?
Yes, Brian. The HSE, we made a series of queries and questions to the HSE earlier this morning, and literally as I walked into studio, we've received a statement from them. In it, they confirm for the first time how the Department of Agriculture became aware of these issues with Vira Pro hand sanitizer. Apparently, EU counterparts alerted them to the problem. The HSE is also confirming this lunchtime that the product is made in Turkey. We knew it had been certified by Turkish authorities. It's the first time we've been given confirmation where it was actually manufactured. Now, the group that distributed this product has said that it has contacted the manufacturers and is asking them to investigate thoroughly why methanol was put into a product instead of ethanol. And that's what really the big concern here is, Brian, that you have this product containing methanol, which is not a good situation when you're in particular giving it to children and potentially having it in settings where people are vulnerable. We now know that it is in schools right around the country. It has also been used in several healthcare facilities, GP practices. We know it is for sale with some retailers, and the HSE confirming that it did enter into a purchase agreement with this distributor, that it has removed all of the stock immediately and has placed them centrally in quarantine. And in fact, the HSE has appointed a recall team to establish and coordinate to ensure that all of this product is taken out of use. They're saying this lunchtime, Brian, this product is no longer legal for use or sale in Ireland and should be removed from circulation with immediate effect.
And just in terms of the timing on all this, it was on Tuesday, was it, Fran, that the Department of Agriculture removed this product from its own register?
Yeah, the Department of Agriculture tests a lot of these products. It has what's called a biocidal product register, and you can put any product number, Brian, into that register and see whether it's approved or not. On Tuesday, the 20th, that register was updated to say that the approval for it had been revoked and it should be withdrawn with immediate effect. It wasn't until last night, just before 10:30, that the Department of Education issued a statement saying that this product had been withdrawn and as a result there could be issues in schools and alerting people to that. The Department of Agriculture subsequently confirming that in a statement around half an hour later. It has raised a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. Dáil proceedings in the past hour have covered it. Sinn Féin's Matt Carthy asking when the Taoiseach Taoiseach and Minister for Health had been told about it, when the product was approved, if the Minister for Agriculture was aware of it, and why the delay in informing people, because it has caused significant anxiety this morning, Brian. I've been contacted by dozens of parents who are concerned about their children and have a concern that they may be at risk. But, you know, part of the difficulty here is it is sometimes impossible to have children, 20, 30 children, wash their hands at the same time. So sanitizer is seen as an alternative. Mm-hmm. And parents are being told that they need to continue to sanitize despite these concerns.
All right, Fran, we'll leave it for there. Thank you for that. Let's